Democrats freak out over DeSantis flying illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard, evil and inhumane. By John Binder on September 15, 2022. Democrats and far-left activists are freaking out after Florida Governor Ron DeSantis flew two planes filled with illegal aliens, mostly men from Venezuela, to Martha's Vineyard, the small, elite East Coast vacation spot where former President Obama owns an $11.75 million home. On Wednesday evening, DeSantis announced that he had sent two planes full of Venezuelan illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. The move comes as Texas and Arizona have sent thousands of border crossers on migrant buses to Washington, D.C., New York City, and Chicago over the last few months. The plans are set to save the state's billions in costs. For the Republican governors, the goal of the migrant bus and illegal alien flight operations is to expose sanctuary city hypocrisy where Democrats approve policies shielding illegal aliens from arrest and deportation while also pushing the burden of illegal immigration onto more vulnerable states like Arizona, Florida, and Texas. In response, Democrats and far-left activists are condemning DeSantis's flights of illegal aliens to Martha's Vineyard. Senator Bob Menendez, DNJ, claimed the flights are equivalent to human trafficking, while a local elected official called the flights evil and inhumane. Other far-left activists, such as the Lincoln Project's Rick Wilson, compared DeSantis to a Mexican drug cartel human smuggler, and another claimed the flights are similar to segregationism in the 1960s. To date, nearly 5 million border crossers and illegal aliens have arrived at the United States-Mexico border under President Joe Biden. Nearly all hope to be released into American communities as part of the administration's expanded catch-and-release network. Annually, for all American taxpayers, illegal immigration costs more than $143 billion, as anywhere from 11 to 22 million illegal aliens continue to reside in the United States. Their odds of being deported have dwindled significantly. President Joe Biden is deporting just one illegal alien for every 100 who cross the southern border. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.